Real Simple is a new women's magazine avowedly devoted to the simple life. Its mission is to provide beautiful, actionable solutions for simplifying every aspect of your life. Your home, health, food, money, clothes, looks, work, family, and holidays. Editor Susan Weiland tells readers, "Life is complicated. Women do it all. And I think a lot of us are longing for a way to make things simpler." That yearning, she says, was the inspiration for Real Simple. This premier issue includes essays on low-stress living, one-dish dinners, simpler skincare, clothes that work, nurturing friendships, and serene spaces. There are features on saving time with credit cards, paying bills online, and the fastest, easiest way to clean your bathroom. One essay suggests decorating with fresh flowers because the nourishment you get from flowers pays for itself. Another suggests getting rid of furniture and household clutter to create a haven of calm and serenity at home. The layout of Real Simple reinforces this message, including striking photographs, elegant type fonts and colors, and lots of white space on the page. The cover of the April 2000 premier issue displays a delicate arrangement of pale pink flowers in an elegant glass vase. But interestingly, the next 20 pages are ads for fashions by Ralph Lauren, Ann Taylor, and Jones New York, for kid stuff from Baby Gap and Gymboree, and for themed face creams. Lancôme, for example, offers Hydra Zen, stress relief for your skin. Apparently, 'tis not just a gift to be simple. Now you get to buy it. In Walden, his classic contemplation of the good life, Henry David Thoreau advised readers to simplify, simplify. But Dr. America doubts if he wanted people to take it far enough to become real simple. For Thoreau, simplicity was life, not lifestyle, a word coined in 1929 by psychologist Alfred Adler. Adler was responding to Freudians who thought that an individual's personality was formed primarily in childhood. For Adler, a person's choice of lifestyle was an act of free will, an act of character. But over the decades, advertisers associated lifestyle not with character, but with a choice of commodities. So today, lifestyle is a way of linking life to fashion, substance to surface. Lifestyle responds to the complexity and craziness of life by trying to paper it over with a simulation of simplicity. Real Simple is more about the look of simplicity than the heart of simplicity. To Dr. America, it's aesthetics posing as ethics. Real Simple is, in fact, a way of selling simplicity. It's not enough to be simple, this magazine suggests. You must buy simple, and preferably lots of it. Many Americans worry about the effects of materialism on our lives, our children, our souls. And Real Simple is a way of purchasing some comfort. It's the commodification of anti-materialism, a salve for the wounds of a materialistic culture. But it's unlikely to lead to a cure. Real Simple doesn't address the cultural and commercial obstacles to real simplicity. It doesn't consider why so many American women are overextended. Nor does it try to prevent women from being overextended. Indeed, it depends on stressed-out working women for its primary market. To Dr. America, the magazine is, in fact, an obstacle to the activism that might really make a difference in our cultural patterns of business and busyness. The real in Real Simple is also real interesting. Real Simple suggests the authenticity of simplicity, the genuine article. But at the same time, the word real calls itself into question. If the magazine were really simple, why wouldn't the publishers just call it simple? Why the added emphasis on real? It implies a fake simple. And in fact, real simple might be more accurately called look simple or feel simple. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, exploring the cultural complexity of the simple life.